here's today's big hard fact. According to an SBM intelligence survey, 68% of registered voters in Anambra State will not vote on Saturday. An SBM intelligence survey says 68% of registered voters in Anambra will not vote on Saturday. Lots of reasons for that high number. Lots. Voter apathy for one. IPOB's threat for another. And we'll see whether the turnout on Saturday reflects the number from the research that SBM Intelligence conducted. But I want us to talk about this and other issues related to the election. We're going to have the head of news for Wazobia FM Onitsha join me, Kenichukwu Ofoma. Hopefully, he joins the show as soon as possible. And when he does, we will get the conversation rolling. But I want to hear from you, Lagos. Did you watch the Anambra Guba debate? Did you watch that? What were your thoughts? If you're from Anambra or you have links to Anambra, tell me what you think the main issues in this election are. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, Nigeria Info 99.3. And we're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We've got WhatsApp for a little bit, but it's not going to be available for a while. But you can send us some messages there if you please. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Good evening.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling from...
Sorry?
I'm calling from...
Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off. Okay. Welcome. What's your name? What's your name?
Yeah, I'm calling from Apapa.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Andrew.
Andrew, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Anambra State.
Okay. Okay.
I'm from Anambra State.
Okay.
There is not going to be election on this Saturday. Ask me the reason.
What's the reason?
Ask me the reason.
What's the reason?
The reason is there, Sandra. Federal government wants to impose Ando Oba on the Anambrians. That's APC candidate.
Okay.
They seriously want to impose Ando Oba on the people of Anambrian. And we don't want Ando Oba. Ando Oba is not a good candidate. The state is Abga State. There's nothing federal government, if they allow, let them deploy the whole soldiers in Anambra State. There are not going to be an election in Anambra State. So let them get into their head that we are not going to hold an election, because what happened in Imo State is what the federal government is want to do in Anambra State. We don't want Andrew back. We don't want him. So that is the issue.
Andrew from Apapa, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Fred.
Fred, good to have you on the show.
Yes, I'm calling from Lagos.
All right. Are you from Anambra?
Yes, from Anambra State.
What do you think the main issues in this election are?
Well, from the feelings I'm getting from my village, this election must hold.
Okay.
The issue of IPOB should not stop the election. Very clear.
Should not or will not?
Should not stop the election. Yes, exactly. Okay. You see, there is one thing people must understand.
Okay.
Whether IPOB threat or any form of threat that is going on over there in the southeast, somebody must come out as governor in this election. So if people refuse to go and vote, invariably what they are saying, let the wrong candidate go in. I watched the debate, and the debate was a clear signal to whoever that wanted the interest of Anambra State in this election.
Okay.
You can see some candidates trying to showcase to the world. They're not even trying to tell us what they can do. They're only there telling us what they have done, how they're putting people in office, making people central bank governor. Is that what we're talking about? We're talking about governance. And governance required information, gathering of information. How do you mobilize people? How do you connect people to work? That is what is important in the history of this governance. And you see some people giving out the detail of what they needed to do. I don't want to call any candidate. But the information was there for the people that has eye to discern. So the issue of saying that there will be no election in Anambra State is not a void. It will never happen. The election must take place. So whoever that has the interest of Anambra State, you better call his village. I've called my people. I've told them what I believe they must do. And my people are standing behind me. So whoever that has the interest of Anambra State has, you call his people and tell them, please, prepare for this election. Go out and vote. If you don't vote and you want what happened in Imo State to happen in Anambra State, we are doomed.
All right, Fred, from here in Lagos, thank you very much for calling us. We now have the head of news for Wazobia FM Onitsha, Kenichukwu Ofoma, on the show with us. Kenichukwu, thank you for joining us on Hard Facts.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sandra.
Now, let's start with the elephant in the room. IPOB has declared that there will be no election on Saturday. Meanwhile, the government has said that the election must hold. How are the people themselves feeling about this?
Okay, thank you very much. With respect to the issue on ground, which has been a source of worry to a lot of people here, stakeholders, political parties and the electorates alike, which has to do with the directive given by IPOB some weeks back, urging the members not to come out from the 5th of November to the 10th of November. It's a big issue, which a whole lot of people have come out to say, not condemn, but appeal to the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, to resign that decision. Reason being that there are a whole lot of implications for that singular directive.
Okay.
People are saying that sitting at home on election day, although IPOB has come out to say that we did not actually ask anybody not to participate in the election, what we are doing is sit at home, but you know it's neither here nor there.
Right.
The implication is that people will not come out to elect the persons, the candidate of their choice on that day.
Right.
And it will add seriously to the problem of voter apathy, which we have experienced here, you know, seriously in Anambra State.
Right.
Remember, in 2017, the last governorship election that was held here, only about 20% of the total number of persons, registered voters in Anambra, participated in that election. About 400 and something thousand out of 2 million registered voters here in Anambra State. And the fear among the people now is that it is going to be worse if nothing is done urgently to address that matter. But on a positive note, today we had a meeting of what they call pro-Biafran groups. These are groups who, you know, support the Biafran agitation. They say they are for a united Nigeria where the interests of the people, you know, coming together to form the, to constitute the country, you know, are protected, and or a situation where that is not possible, they are calling for a sovereign state. But today they came out and said that they are supporting the conduct of the November 6th governorship election, that's the election coming up on Saturday. They say that they are not in support of any directive to a kind of, you know, stop that election, the no election which some quarters are calling for. And for me, it's a positive turn, you know, in this direction. And overall, you now begin to see, we are hoping to see, you know, the people begin to talk about this issue and come out that day to exercise their franchise.
Is there a strong security presence for the election?
Okay, I moved around around the state capital today, and to be frank with you, this is something we have never witnessed before. There is massive, heavy presence of security. And even some persons who I spoke to earlier today, you know, on their readiness, trying to sample the mood of the people ahead of the Saturday election, they are saying that with what they have seen in the past 2 days. Remember, the IGP of police was here yesterday, and you know, a series of engagements between INEC and stakeholders, observers, and many other persons have continued to go on, you know, even up to today. And you know, IGP announced that they will be coming in massively. The idea is not to put fear, according to the police, the idea is not to put fear, you know, in the people, but also, but just to assure them that nothing is going to happen, nothing untoward is going to happen. The when I moved around the city today, there was massive, heavy presence of police personnel. I also went to the state police headquarters at Amodia, and there were many others still waiting there, getting to be getting ready to be deployed to their various locations. There was also something the in a briefing we had today with the DIG in charge of operation, Zaki Ahmed. You know, he emphasized that they have created what they call strategic commands for the entire local government of the state, the 21 local governments of Anambra State. The idea behind these strategic commands, you know, he explained, was to ensure that any eventuality that comes up is addressed immediately. So when you look at the plans the police is putting in place, it appears they are somehow, you know, ready to ensure security of lives, security of the voters. But what remains is the fear the people are having as to, you know this, you know what usually happens when people see, you know, that kind of security personnel at the voting point. It creates some fear. And that may also contribute to the people staying back from participating in this exercise.
Now, a few days ago, we had a Guba debate. Do Anambra people care about that? Are they saying anything about it?
Yeah. If you follow the trend on social media, you would know that the discussions at that debate was something, you know, that has been trending, you know, all this while. I mean, it goes to show that our people actually followed that debate.
Okay.
Remember, at that debate, you know, also if you followed also online, you also see how they were participating down here. We when I moved around, I saw you see people at strategic points, normal joints where you get people watching football matches or some movies. You see people gathered watching, you know, that debate with interest.
Wow.
Yes, that was what actually happened here.
Okay.
You know, it's uncommon, and it goes to show you that they actually looking to see. Because what that debate did was to provide a platform for them to actually see, you know, during, as a result of the insecurity that, you know, we arrived in the past few weeks, a lot of candidates were not able to go and meet the people. Political campaigns and gatherings were limited and restricted. You know, some candidates were not able to cover, you know, much. So the only opportunity that availed was that political debate, and, you know, of course, the opportunities on radio and television appearances. You know, but that debate was something else. It threw the spotlight on those candidates, and, you know, the opportunity for them to sell their votes. Who they eventually would choose, I mean, Anambra people, is entirely their decision based on the performance at that debate.
Fondi Anambra, what are the big issues in this election?
Yes. Since the present dispensation in Anambra took over, you know, for a second term in March 2018, the question on the minds of our people has been, you know, issues around development, issues around especially infrastructural development, which is seriously on the decline here. You know, almost all the roads are bad. You know, we also have issues in, you know, of decay in the health and education system. Although the state government is claiming a whole lot of things, but the reality on ground show, you know, spell very negative indices, you know, for the state government in these key sectors. So Anambra people are, when you look at the when you look at how they accept or how they reject, you know, the campaigns of various political parties, it sends a clear signal. It sends a clear message as to what they actually aim. You know, for the sake of the political parties who may be going out to vote, and so as not to a kind of undermine them. I may not be able to, you know, say those things, but overall, what is in the minds of the people, you know, is nothing more. Our people down here are independent. What they need is create the enabling environment. Insecurity has been a major issue. And you remember, this is one of the key things the present administration down here in Anambra, the APGA regime here in Anambra has, you know, used to pride itself as one of the things it has achieved. Also, infrastructure, which, you know, we used to know Anambra from, is nothing to write on about. So these two things, from even the opinion poll we conducted, these are the things that agitated the minds of people, and which they are looking forward to seeing whoever is coming in, you know, as the governor of Anambra State in the next few days. Move to address.
We'll see what happens. Lagos, if you just tuned into the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we're taking a look at the Anambra elections. On Saturday, Anambra people will go to the polls to pick their next governor. How will those elections go? That's the question we're trying to answer here with the head of news for Wazobia FM Onitsha, Kenichukwu Ofoma. My final question for you is something you've already addressed, but I want to take a look at it again. Now, at the last Guba election, we saw voter turnout go down. SBM Intelligence, an intelligence firm, has a survey where they're saying that more than 50% of registered voters may not vote. And before now, Anambra was well known for high voter participation. So what has changed?
Okay, I may not actually be sure where, you know, the statistics came from with respect to when they say Anambra has always been known for, you know, participating actually. Because like I mentioned earlier, we had only 20% of the entire voter population here you know, participate in the 2017 gubernatorial election here in Anambra State.
Yeah.
So it has always been a worry. We can go on and look at the other governor's election and other and participation during the general elections. But they, you know, it's a major issue. Now, with regards to the election that will be happening in less than 2 days from today, the fear that we may even experience, you know, worse situation is there. Clearly, obviously, for one, the issue of insecurity. We have seen killings in Anambra State in recent days, and the worst is that government appears to be handicapped. There is absolutely nothing being done. These murders go unabated. Remember, the wife of the late former Minister of Information, Professor Dora Akumile, Dr. Chika Akumile, was murdered in cold blood.
Right.
And ever since, we have not heard anything. So, and what we have seen instead is this blame game back and forth between the state government and some other political parties. You know, say this, you are the cause. Okay, oh no, you are the cause. And that has been all, you know, we have seen. No concrete action towards getting these things, you know, stopped. But I would always want to look at the positive side of the whole thing. And that brings me to the peace accord that was signed today by the various political parties, the National Peace Committee led by former military head of state, General Abdulsalam Abubakar, you know, led, you know, the team, also including Bishop Kuka, and they met with the entire candidates, you know, candidates of the major political parties participating in the November 6th election to get them to commit to a non-violent process come Saturday. And we are hoping that with this peace process signed, that with the massive presence of security personnel on ground, that with the pronouncement today in their communique by pro-Biafran groups, we may experience, you know, what I can call appreciable turnout, you know, during the elections. Governorship election.
Kenichukwu Ofoma, thank you so much for your time. You're a busy man, so let's let you go. Thank you so much.
I sincerely appreciate the time.
All right. He's the head of news for Wazobia FM on HR Lagos. You've heard what he had to say. What do you have to say? We've got about 2 minutes before we have to take a break. But when we come back, we'll take your thoughts and speak with our second guest. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-71190. Did you watch the Anambra Guba debate? What were your thoughts? If you're from Anambra or you have links to the state, tell me what you think about the main issues in this election. What do you think the main issues are as far as this election is concerned? 99.3, hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yes. My name is Onyeka.
Onyeka, good to have you on the show. Are you from Anambra?
I'm not from Anambra.
Okay.
I'm from Agbo, Delta State.
Okay.
Yes, I'm calling you from Shanisha Magodo.
Okay, welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Anybody that is saying that Anambra election will not hold, the person is wasting his or her time. That election must hold. Why? The reason is because IPOB will not be more powerful than the federal government. That is just the reason. IPOB will not be more powerful than the federal government. How can they say that election will not be held? For what? Because of who? Because of Nnamdi Kanu? It can't be. That's just what I want to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. We've got a few WhatsApp messages I see. So let me try and take some. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We're not going to have WhatsApp available for long, so go and leave your messages on Facebook. Before now, I don't want the Anambra election. I don't want the Anambra people to vote. But now I've come to the conclusion, and I've also realized that if they don't vote, there'll be no choice than to impose someone on them, just like they did us, because I'm from Imo State, to lead them for the next 8 years. Why 8 years? Because once anyone grabs first term, second term is also likely. Or by no Jesus from Mushin with that message. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Let's take a break. When we come back, more of your thoughts, plus a guest from SBM Intelligence.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
It's 5:32. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now let's switch to voter turnout. We're still talking about the Anambra elections here on Hard Facts. Remember our big hard fact here. According to an SBM Intelligence survey, 68% of registered voters in Anambra State will not vote on Saturday. Joining us to talk about this number and the rest of the report is the lead security analyst of SBM Intelligence, Makhari Confidence. Welcome to Hard Facts, or welcome back to Hard Facts, because you've been here before.
Yeah, Sandra, thanks for having me.
Yes. Lagos, we want to hear from you as well. What do you think the turnout will be at the Anambra poll? So let me take a few calls and sample your opinions before we come back to Confidence Makhari. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3.
No, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Benjamin, are you from Anambra State?
Sorry?
Are you from Anambra State?
No, I'm not from Anambra State.
Okay.
But,
Oh, no. Sorry about that. Call back. 99.3. All right. Give us a call back, please. Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes, you're on Nigeria Info. My name is Sandra. What's your name?
Yeah. I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Concerning the number of elections coming up on Saturday, I don't believe that what people are saying that the security operatives they are on a watch to secure people on that very day.
Okay.
It will be possible because people are afraid of their life now. When they give other people a bit, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to die. Those security operatives, them too are afraid of their own life because they are not affected also. So for that guy that called, I said, it's a fool. Don't know.
All right. Be very, very careful with your language there. Apologies about that. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Come on, if you're gonna call a radio station, you have to be civil. It's simple manners, really. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, President Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
I'm Godwin, calling from Ogun State. I'm from Edo State.
Okay, welcome, Godwin.
You know, it's very hard for most of us. It's very easy for most of us to stay in Lagos or in Ogun State and start debating, telling you that election must hold. Who is Nnamdi Kanu? Who is this? Who is that? But you know, those people that are living there, they know everybody, where you are staying, where you are. After the election, if they come to your house and move you, who will come and help you out? That is the area they have to settle this matter once and for all and release that guy, because he has done nothing. Let them release him peacefully and let everybody go peacefully and let them do their election. That is the area where I'm very, very concerned, because people are very, very afraid of their life now. And again, President Sandra, please, give me this opportunity.
Okay.
I want to tell you, Ogun State government, if that man is not working, I don't know why that man should be there. Go to Okaro and see what we are going through here. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Bless you as well, Godwin. Thank you so much for calling us. All right, we'll take one final call, a final call, and then we'll talk to Confidence Mac Harry. Emmanuel is our lucky final caller. Hello, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Coincidentally, I'm from Anambra.
Oh, okay. All right.
First of all, I don't know why. Sometimes I ask some questions. Why are these people who are saying that voting should not take place in Anambra State Saturday? What will happen after the expiration of Obi Anuh's tenure in March? Are they going? Who will not take over? Is this going to be a sort of emergency or what? And again, if you say people should not come out, at least as far as I know, we are still under democracy. So what will happen in Anambra if you say people do not come out and vote? I'm also, when people don't come out to vote, they are giving some people the leeway to rig this election and put their person there. And again, the people who are clamoring for the election not to hold, I don't even know the basis of what they are saying that. You know, this is democracy. We have to go about it. Yes, granted, people are afraid for their lives. A lot of killings are taking place in the state. But then, life has to go on. People who are not, who are bold enough to come out and vote, should come out and vote. The people who are afraid that they might be mobbed or killed should stay away. But saying that the elections should not hold doesn't make much sense to me. So that is my take.
Emmanuel, thank you for calling to share it. Let's come back to Confidence Mac Harry, who is a security analyst. He's the lead security analyst of SBM Intelligence. Talk to me about this survey that you conducted. Tell us about how you conducted it. Tell us what the results were. Your mic is muted.
All right. Thank you, Sandra, for having me once again. Yes, so to get straight to it, the elections were held, the polls were conducted about a week ago, surveyed about 663 people. Then the most respondents we had were from Anna South Senatorial District, and we also had the that's a huge percentage, rather, from Anambra South Senatorial District. Give me a minute. I'm trying to get this thing. So, what we basically saw is that there are much more people who are willing to vote in Anambra South compared to places like Anambra North or Anambra Central. And the percentage we were able to come up with, according to the polls, for people that were willing to vote was less than 30%. So we had about 68% of people saying they're willing to vote. And so we asked them, do you have voter's card? They said yes. In fact, we even had many people that were registering for new voter's card as INEC opened up the portal for registration. So we further asked them, okay, if you're not to vote, why did you get the voter's card? They said for bank institutions, you know. So what this shows, there is declining trust
in the Nigerian states, and they don't actually.
So your line is breaking up. I don't know what's happening. I don't know why your line is breaking up. I think maybe turn your video off, and let's see if the audio is much stronger with the video off. Let's see if that works.
Okay. Is this better now?
Yes, this is much better. Go ahead.
All right. So 29% of respondents in Anambra Central said it was 15% in Anambra North said they would vote. So 42% in Anambra South said they would vote. Like I said earlier, much more people in Anambra South would vote compared to the North and the Central. And that is largely due to the fact that most of the candidates, leading candidates, are from Anambra South. There's this unofficial voting, rotation that goes on in, of course, as it goes on in national politics, it goes on in the election. Then, when we ask them, why are you not voting? 54% of them said, we're not voting because of IPOB. You already know what the whole thing is. You won't know election campaign by the separatists. Mm-hmm. And the 26% said they have lost faith in the system. 9% said the elections will be rigged, so it's not worth it. 6% cited security, and 5% cited other reasons. When we ask them, what do you think is the most important thing for Anambra right now? 32% of the respondents said security. It is interesting to note that 24% said economic development. But the key thing to note here is that given how much spread and the seeming popularity the separatists have, only 39% of the respondents, 29% rather, said Biafra restoration is the most pressing thing right now for the state.
How many percent?
It's a loss to 29%.
29%? Okay.
Just 29% said, so it's absolutely less than 70%. So it quite gives you a window into the popularity of the services in an important economic state like Anambra.
Now, even in the last election, we saw low voter turnout in Anambra. And like I said with my previous guest, Anambra used to have a very vibrant voter base. So why has there been a downward trend in the last few years?
It's a general problem, Sandra. I think it's a national problem, which we at SBM have been tracking for some time. Voter turnout has been declining since 1999 elections. I think since the return to democracy nationally, 1999 elections have seen the largest turnout because between 1993, when the Abacha government held the last election, and 1999, it was a long 6 years of military dictatorship. So people were tired, and then they were willing to work on democracy with open hands. So as the years rolled by and democratic dividends have not been delivered as promised during campaign promises, people just zoned out of the system. And so we've seen that particular decline in not just Anambra, but largely across the country. If you bring it down to geopolitical zone, it's even worse in the picture. The Aba federal constituency election, Aba North, Aba South, that happened in March, we have it on record that only 3 in 100 voters turned up at the polls. It's very, very problematic for the Southeast. You could attribute it to that feeling of marginalization, which quite a lot of them have, that is feel far removed from the center and all. And you could also attribute it to that dissolution with the political establishment in the sense that the electoral dividends which have been promising them across every campaign trail have not actually been delivered. So, like I said earlier, people do not necessarily see the need to go out to vote because, according to them, nothing will change.
Okay. Now, I want to come back to something that I read on the survey where 54% of those who will not vote because of IPOB. Now, is this out of support for IPOB, or is it because they are worried about IPOB violence?
If you combine the responses of people who said they are not going to vote because of IPOB, and the other people who explicitly said because of security reasons, you have close to 85, give or take, 85% of people not voting basically because of concern for security and concern for IPOB. I do not readily have that particular data that that has that dichotomy, whether it's out of respect for IPOB ideology or simply fear of IPOB. But from my own end, I think that people, up to 32% of respondents saying they're not going to vote because of security concerns. I think on paper, it's quite telling enough from what you could see. I mean, 32% saying citing security reasons for why they're not going to vote. I think it's quite telling enough, given this thing. And you could see from the responses that feed into the IPOB quagmire, it's anybody's guess if it is actually a response, the respect for IPOB, or simply fear of the ballot that might actually play out on that election, given the belligerent rhetoric from the separatist group. So the point I'm trying to make is that it is very hard to tell, but if you want to look at an even clearer picture, it should go to the 32% who rather say they're not going to vote because of security concerns.
You know, the federal government has increased security presence in the state. I wonder if you think that this is helping relieve fears over IPOB.
I don't think so. I don't think so because the IGP of police, Inspector General of Police, rather, deployed thousands of men into Anambra. But as I yesterday, there was an incident at a civil local government where some police officers were attacked. I think four of them killed. So even with the presence of the heavily armed security operatives in the area, gunmen, which of course some media outlets attribute to the Inspector General of Biafra, I've been going about staging attacks and all of that. So we've seen in previous elections where the police deploy as much security personnel as possible. Yet we have rank insecurity across the polling units, where we also have reports that either the policemen were there on the ground and they couldn't do anything, or they simply ran away for their lives because of how well armed the dogs appear to be. And I do not think, going by precedent and from what happened yesterday, that the heavy securitization and every militarization of the election by the federal government is going to change too many things on the ground. And so for much of the voters who would rather be at home for security concerns, I think they have good reasons to do.
Confidence Makhari is the lead security analyst of SBM Intelligence. Confidence, thank you so much for your time on today's show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lagos, let's keep talking, shall we? 0700-993-993-993 for men, for women, 01465-7190. I know that you're in Lagos, but you're probably plugged in into Anambra if you are from Anambra, if you have links to Anambra. What do you think the turnout will be at the Anambra poll on Saturday? And what do you think are the important issues for this election? If you're from Anambra, what issues do you think are the main ones for this election? If you watched the Anambra Guba debate, what were your thoughts there? Women, 01465-7190. Like I said, WhatsApp is not available to me anymore, so please leave your messages on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's our Facebook ID. All right, we're trying to screen a call here. I wish you could go a bit faster so that I can take on the person who has called us. Happiness. Okay. Hello, Happiness.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Happiness. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to contribute when you were talking about malpractice in school.
Oh, we have passed that, but not to worry. We'll talk about it next week. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name,
yes,
ma'am?
My name is Esther.
Welcome, Esther.
Thank you. I am Anambra by marriage, okay, and I'm interested in what happens there.
Okay.
I watched the debate, and from what I saw, the three candidates had their ideas of what they think they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the people of Anambra also have their own expectations from these people. I think economic development, infrastructural development, is critical. And I didn't see two of the candidates address that so much. A lot of, if you permit me, Professor Soludo had so many figures, data, and from what we see in Nigeria, data doesn't really mean much. And these things you can work with them.
Okay.
In the sense that if he was telling us that with this number, I am going to increase or decrease by this number, then it will make sense. But when you just drop statistics, you have not said anything. That's me. And he also came across like somebody who assumes I now know it. The other two candidates. Appeared, would I say, humble?
Okay.
Yes. And I'm not a politician anyway. The PDP man remained calm and kept saying he was ready, even if he didn't know, he was ready to co-opt people to work with him. He didn't need to do it himself. And that, for me, that level of humility was commendable, or is commendable.
Okay.
And so we expect the candidates, whoever will emerge, to take into cognizance what the common man wants in Anambra State. People don't really need so much. All they are asking for is basics that can help them get to the next level.
Right.
That is one. Now, coming to the elections itself, I mean, coming to voter turnout.
Yeah.
I don't know, because when people go out on these sit-at-home orders, and they get, some people get lynched, some people get killed, I don't know how anybody will now say the security agents will come out to help you go out to vote. I'm just looking at it
very clinically. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. I wish I had more time to listen more. But Esther, that was brilliant. We hope you call us more often, because I love to hear brilliant women on the show. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with Global Stories. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Those were your Hard Facts, Lagos. Thank you so much for listening. Have a pleasant evening.